We are now joined by the Busch Pull Award winner for Sunday's Auto Club 400 here at Auto Club Speedway, and that is Austin Dillon, driver of the number 3 Dow Chevrolet for Richard Childress Racing. We'll open the floor up for questions. We'll start in the back with Reed, and we'll work our way around.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. I know why you didn't go there at the end, because you had the pole if nobody did. But why do you think everyone else waited beyond the time that they could make it back to the stripe?
Well, I think a lot of the cars wanted to follow us. They knew we had a car to beat. So trying to get us to go was probably a part of that. And then when the 18 made a little bit of a move there, I just rode on his door because I was going to follow him, have one car to beat, and I didn't have to make it back around. And then the 12 came through the grass, and like I thought he demolished his car. It looked like it left the ground over there. I don't know what he hit, but it was pretty wild. And at that point, my spotter said, "It's over. You can bring it around here." And I knew we had gotten the pole, and God never ceases amazing, man. It was it's awesome to see the blessings that has been bestowed upon me, man. It's special.
Go next to Wolfgang.
Austin, first of all, congratulations. Can you tell a little bit about the wind situation? Did you set up your car in a very special way for qualifying because of this heavy wind?
Well, I tell you, it was really pushing you in the corner in 3 and 4. In the middle of the corner, I had a tight balance most of my day. I couldn't run wide open, and just talked to Stockman through it, kind of telling him where that point was. And I didn't think that – I thought the wind changed going into practice. I felt like it was coming – from turn 2 to 4, but when I got out of the car after practice, it was really shooting right into the middle of 3 and 4. So I went and talked to him and told him, man, our balance, the reason it's tight is it's got to be the wind. We freed up around that, and I changed a little bit of my driving style to kind of accommodate the car, because I felt like it had enough speed. I didn't need to be over aggressive and make the wind use that as a disadvantage to us. So I tried to just change my driving style. He did a good job making some adjustments, and we ended up on top.
Additional questions for Austin Dillon. We'll go up front here to Jeff.
So what does NASCAR do now? I mean, like, this is obviously not going to be the only time this happens. So do they want this again, or, like, do they make a change? What do you think happens?
I don't know. I'm not them, I'm happy for our team to get the pole that no one ever ran a lap in qualifying. I think that's pretty cool. It probably will go down in a record book of some way, of only one, or it might be the last time you ever see that qualifying again. So we won the last one of those, so that feels good. I'm glad we're on the winning side of it, and I'm not the guy that has to make those decisions moving forward, but you'll probably see something different, I would assume.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockris, Fox Sports. Why doesn't, like, the driver who's 12th in the second round go out with enough time so that everybody can go around, considering they can't – I mean, nobody takes a lap, they're stuck in 12th anyway.
Because we're all competitors, hence why we yell on the radio during the weekend, hence why we're aggressive. This is what we do, we love to do. When we're 12th, we still think we can get the pole. When we're 40th, we still think we can get the pole. That 12th guy isn't going to be a sacrificial lamb to the rest of the field. You know what I mean? He's just not going to do it. I don't know. I mean, I thought Kurt Busch, his strategy was, if everybody would have followed him in the second round right there, everybody would have been faster. You saw he didn't make the top 12, and he didn't even try to draft. But I don't know. It's just hard to be that guy to give everybody else the pull. You know, you don't want to do that. So everybody's just really shows you how competitive our drivers are. You know what I mean? Everybody feels like they have a chance if they get the right suck, and they do, really. I mean, the top 12 in our sport is this much. I mean, it's a hair. I mean, it's so close. It's down to the thousandth of a second. So every little bit matters, and we're just all trying to get that little bit.
Christian
Culley, frontstretch.com. Austin, you won both rounds, the two rounds that were ran that, you know, mattered. RCR seemed to have been on an uphill battle or uphill tried so far. How does this feel to get a pole for RCR?
Well, you know, that's why I kind of talked about being frustrated on the radio. I'm a competitor, and we actually – it hasn't been an uphill battle. We just not got the finishes that we feel like we deserved. Our cars have had speed each and every weekend, and we've kind of taken ourselves out in the race. you know, this feels great. And I felt like we had the fastest car at Vegas also, and we weren't able to take home a pole. But everybody at the shop at RCR puts in so much effort, and this is just a testament of that. Pole means a lot to us. It's been a while. I think the last one was when I got it here a couple years back. So that's a long time in between poles. So feels good to bring another one back. It's a great track for us.
Lee?
Well, I think we just tried to get too much of our cars the first little bit of the year, and it may have hurt us in race trim. At this point, I felt like we've balanced our car a little bit differently to race better, so it should be a great showing on Sunday for us. Phoenix was an awesome race for us. We had a fast car all weekend long, a competitive car, and short tracks for that package, that's positive going forward. We literally just didn't get the car full last week at Phoenix. We were going to finish fifth, and I was saving fuel and had a shot to run third. I mean, we had lap times to do it. I was literally lifting at the start-finish line for the last 25 laps, and it just wasn't enough. So we made a mistake, we're going to make mistakes. I make mistakes constantly. Our team will, but we have each other's backs, and we'll fight through those and get better. So I'm just proud to have Stockman and the guys all supporting each other, supporting me, and it feels good to have a team like we've built.
Carolina or Duke?
Ooh, Carolina or Duke, man. I'm not going to answer that question. I'm a Carolina boy from Carolina. I'm not choosing Carolina. I'm from Carolina. I pull for the ACC. I feel like it's the best conference in basketball. I'll say that.
We'll go to Wolfgang and then Dustin.
Austin, I have a very personal question for you. I'm just coming, unfortunately, from Germany to a handful of races. The last races at pre-race ceremony, I personally missed your trademark, the black cowboy hat. What's happened with that?
My cowboy hat? Oh, man. My hair got pretty. I figured out how to style my hair. I had a good barbershop. I'll give a plug to Washington Park Barbershop in Winston-Salem. It's right behind the best fried chicken you'll ever eat in Winston-Salem. It's Slappy. So I'll give my boys back home a shout out there.
Dustin?
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Austin, you've been around the sport all your life. You understand the history and you've seen it. So a qualifying round like this, how do you put that into perspective, or is there anything you can compare it to, you know, in what we just saw?
Well, here's the thing that's a bit frustrating is we've done this before and we've gone down the path. I don't understand what was going to be different. Which is it is what it is. We tried it, you know, but NASCAR does do a good job of making changes to move forward. So it's not like they're not going to address this situation. I feel like this situation will be addressed and, we'll make changes. I don't like being negative toward anything. Negativity brings people down, and I like to be a positive person and surround myself with positive people. So I'm not going to bash anybody. I feel like we'll make changes accordingly, and I'll do whatever they need me to do to move forward. But the playing field was the same for everybody. That's the main thing, and that's what we try to have here.
Austin, congratulations on winning the Busch Pole Award, and thanks for the haircut advice there.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Enjoy. Hey, thank you guys for covering our sport. Love you all.